I used to stand beside Grandpa while he drove the tractor on the farm. He'd tell me stories from his past, often starting them by saying, "I remember when." Years later, his memory started to fade, and I felt the relationship fading away too. I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope, and I'll be talking about memories and how to cope when they begin to fade away. Have you ever heard or used the saying, "I remember when"? It's often when we reflect back into the past, and often for a good time and memory. Remembering past times and who we are is important to us. The memories we share through our relationships are such a part of us that if one person begins to lose those memories, we can feel lost too. Stay tuned as I talk about memories and what happens to us when they start to fade. I grew up on a dairy and potato farm with my family, which included my grandparents. I loved spending time with Dad and Grandpa, working on the farm. We'd go out fixing fences, feeding the animals, and digging up the potatoes. Often during those times, my Grandpa would reminisce about the past. He'd begin by saying, "I remember when." Often it'd be about how the farm used to be and how daily life was back when he was younger. There was less farm machinery and reliance on technology back when he was young. He'd share how hard he had to work to make a living, but how he enjoyed it too. He'd often end the story with a smile and get back to working hard on the task at hand again. My grandpa taught me a lot about life, and it was evident through his life about what helped him live. He taught me values like working hard, persistence, enjoying who you are, and most importantly, family. He also taught me about believing in Jesus. My grandpa had a strong faith and often prayed for us. Lunchtimes at his place were always started and finished in prayer. He'd teach us about Jesus and who God is for us. As the years went by and we grew up, Grandpa's memory started showing signs of deteriorating. I was in my teenage years when I became aware of it, but I wasn't really sure what was happening. I noticed that he got frustrated with himself more and more. Grandpa's memory was fading, and I wondered how our friendship might look into the future. I wondered if Grandpa would tell any more stories, or even be able to spend time with us. And what if he stopped remembering who we were altogether? Stay tuned to hear why I felt a sense of loss with my grandpa and why memories were such a big part of that. Earlier I shared stories of my grandpa and how they affected me. But something was changing that threatened the bonds that we had made in the past and the security they brought. Grandpa's fading memory was a mystery to me at first. I noticed that he'd slowly stopped working as hard as he once did. He also stopped doing his regular farm work, and Dad started doing more on his own. I could see the frustration on my grandpa's face. He was a proud and gentle man who loved us. He often wanted to help, but then found himself in a muddle and couldn't remember what to do. One of his favourite tasks he continued to do was to feed the young calves. That required taking milk from the cows, warming the milk up in a bucket, and pouring it into the feeding trough. That seemed to give him joy. Grandpa's memory loss was not only affecting him, though. It was frustrating for Grandma and for my parents. The constant questions from Grandpa when he couldn't remember, including asking the same questions every couple of minutes, was wearing Grandma down. Something had to be done, but it wasn't going to be easy. Grandpa loved the farm, and you could see that it was hard for him to let it go. He'd always still wonder what we're up to on the farm, and he wanted to help. Sadly, Grandpa's memory loss was also taking his personality away. There was this vagueness on his face, like he'd resigned to the fate of his memory loss. He wasn't telling stories anymore, and the prayers and Bible readings at lunchtimes had stopped. As a result, Grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. The disease had taken away his memories and mind. It was as if he was a different person, and it made me wonder about who was going to look after him. He'd looked after us for so many years, keeping us together as family and working hard on the farm. But now it was his turn to be cared for, and who was going to look after him? Are you facing Alzheimer's or caring for someone with this disease? It can be difficult to see beyond the challenges and loss, even though there are things to celebrate from the past, and there may be even good moments in the present that are easily missed. Coming up, I'll share what helped me cope as Alzheimer's took away the memories of my grandpa. You're listening to Messages of Hope. I've been sharing what it was like to see my grandpa lose his memories because of Alzheimer's. Grandpa had spent many years looking after us, but who was going to look after him now? Especially if he couldn't remember who we were. There were many family discussions about what to do and how to care for Grandpa. The decision was finally made for him to go into a nursing home. They'd be able to provide better care for him and also allow my grandma to recover and not wear out. However, what was more important was Grandpa's memories and where God was for him. Believing in Jesus was very important to Grandpa. You could see this by the way he taught us through the stories he used to tell and also what he did. He was a family man and loved us because he knew he was loved too. He lived in God's love and his forgiveness. This same God had not abandoned him and left my grandpa because he had Alzheimer's. He was with him and carrying him. In the Bible stories Grandpa used to read, I heard not just of us believing in God, but more importantly, how God is always faithful to us. God loved my grandpa and saw him as special. He showed compassion to him and didn't leave him. Even though my grandpa had lost his memory, God had not forgotten him. God promised him that he would never leave him, and that same promise is for me and you. This is what gave me hope when I saw my grandpa lose his memory. I knew God was with him. God's love and faithfulness to my grandpa was now more evident than before, because the relationship God had with my grandpa didn't rely on my grandpa or his memory of God. The relationship was a gift that God had given him, a gift he gave in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So not only did God remember him here, he would also remember him into eternity. The joy this gave my grandpa was evident in how he used to react to the worship services in the nursing home. The services would give him comfort and joy, and he'd often smile at the Bible readings and during the hymns. My grandpa lost his memory, but God didn't forget him. God remembered him and loves him. And so when we can't remember, who'll remember for us? God does. I encourage you to rest in him and the fact that God remembers us. Are you facing the possibility of Alzheimer's or caring for someone with the disease? Contact us for the free booklet, Alzheimer's. It has personal reflections from a carer and their partner who has Alzheimer's. When we can't remember anymore, God still remembers and cares for us. For your free copy of Alzheimer's, phone free call 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. Or order your free copy at messagesofhope.org.au. That's messagesofhope.org.au. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church of Australia, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us next week when we speak with Gay, a care manager in an aged care home. She'll be sharing what she's learned about dementia and how to cope with it in the best way possible.